In the last few months, my boss told me to start a tedious work of reconstructing your way of thinking. Because of our background, because of the way that we were brought up, many of us have so many twisted thoughts about God and about Christian life that we can't pass certain point because we keep saying over and over things that are not biblical. And they become part of our vocabulary. They become part of who we are. So my boss told me to start working on this thing because 2016 will be a blast.
Amen. Amen.
Overwhelming victory.
Amen.
Great expectations.
Amen.
You can't achieve this if you still have that twisted thought. I was about to say something else. Tonight, we're going to talk about it is worthy to continue believing. Recently, I spoke to a young man. We just happened to strike a conversation. I didn't want to talk to the guy. I'm tired. After a long day at the office, I want to go home. But I had to go to the payroll. And like always, it's just about the holidays, just about to come, and the line is going around the corner at PNC. So you have to wait and also talk to this man. Can you get somebody else? Talk to this man. Talk about what? Talk to this man.
Yes, sir.
So I tried to find a way to talk, and somehow we end up in God. The guy said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about you, God. I don't want to be about this Jesus stuff. I don't want to hear about church. I don't want to hear about anything. I don't believe anything. I said, you're mistaken. Excuse me? You're mistaken. What do you mean I'm mistaken? You do believe in something. I don't. Yes, you do. Are you inside my head? I said, no, but just by what you said, you believe in something. What do I believe? That you don't believe in anything. Are you always that funny? Not all the time. So we start talking. I said, why such a rage? What has God done to you? He said, mister, let me tell you, my father was a coal miner in West Virginia. I said, oh boy, here we go. And I'm thinking, let me guess, he used to live in a trailer park. And he used to live in a trailer park. That's right, go on. My father used to go to church every week. Faithful Christian. Every Sunday morning he was in church. He sang in the choir. He gave his offering. He always prayed hoping that God would change his life. And you know what? He died poor. I said, that was God's fault? Yes. Oh, okay. Why? And here I am. I finished college. This man on the art house, yappity. I got the point. Now I don't have a job, and I can't get a job for 3 years. I'm making $8 an hour, having a college degree. And the people are looking at him, and I'm quiet. I'm thinking, thanks. Nice way to end my day, yeah? And he's carrying on, and somebody came, put a hand, take your hands from me. All right? This is why I don't believe in you, God. I've been praying for 3 years for a job. And what do I get? $8 an hour job. Finally, he goes, this feels good, doesn't it? Yes. Now that it's out of your chest. May I tell you a little bit about Jesus? I said I don't want to hear it. Well, I'll tell you anyway. And I gave him half a dozen scripture. He said, that's not on the Bible. I said, once you finish, wait for me. I'm right behind you. I'll pick up my Bible in the car and show it all to you. I don't have any time. I said, now you are without excuse. I said, mister, the Bible never promised that a Christian life would be an easy walk. And you know what? While you remain stubborn like you are, it's going to be tough. It's hard to punch against these things. You know what I'm talking about? They call it prickles, right?
The goad, yes.
It's hard. Tonight, and like this man, there were several people in the line, I feel you, brother. I feel you. You got that right. There is a wave of nonsense going out there right now, blaming God for mishappenings. There is a stupid thought out there that is telling people that God has the obligation to bless me or else. When God doesn't bless me when I want and as I want, I'll give up my faith. All right. Be careful that once you write to worship, God is taken away. You might be forced to worship Allah. And then things will get really miserable. Tonight I want to agree with you that, or I want to discuss with you that the fact that if things are not necessarily going as you wish it would go, God may be trying to do something beyond your little small thinking. I don't believe in a God that will close a door to open a window. That's not our God. That's Baal, Allah, whoever you want to call. If things are not quite going the way that we want it to go, there is no reason to give up on our faith, because if it is bad right now, while we are in the faith, it will be worth being out of the faith. Let me start with Romans chapter 1, verse 17, and I want to call your attention for something very interesting in this scripture here. Would you mind to read it with me? The good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith. As the scripture says, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. The good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. It is not my truth that will prevail. It is God's absolute truth that will prevail in the end. So how do I go about things when they are not quite going the way I wish they would go? Give a shot at living by faith. It's what I was trying to tell you this morning. It's that muscle that will train me to depend on God for the things that I can't see yet. This is what faith and trust is all about. Relying on God, being confident on God, throwing myself at the arms of God for things that I can't accomplish on my own, and for things that I can't see yet. Let me tell you, I have a small credit card just for the sake of having. I never use it. I don't like that credit card. It's a Best Western credit card. I used to use this to get our guests into the hotel so we can get discounts. Well, the only places that has Best Western now is all the way by the airport. I'm not going to take people to the airport and go to pick them up and whatnot. So I haven't used that card for quite a while. It happens to pass that a few weeks ago, I loaded that card. It has only $300 on it. The due date on that card is on the 4th of every month. I had forgotten about this. So, this morning they sent me an email to remind me that I owe them $206 and it's due on the 4th. And I'm thinking, beat me up. How did that happen? So I look online and indeed I did the purchase. All that I did, folks, was, Lord, I need a push because I already paid everybody. There's no money to pay this card. I need a push. And you know how to do that kind of stuff. Now, here's a situation where I have to pay a card tomorrow and the money is in no sight because yesterday I paid all my cards. And I'm not saying this for you to give me the money. I don't need your money. I'm trying to exemplify something. After I did my prayer, my beloved bride asked me to get her something to eat. I went, brought whatever she asked me, lay on it, and I sat on a chair. While I'm trying to look at some correspondence, somehow one of them fell backwards. I turned around. When I'm going to pick up that thing, I noticed a different envelope from a cellular carrier. I have a line with Verizon, that is the one that you guys called me. And then I have another one that is my own line. When I want to take a day off, I turn off the regular phone and I use my private phone. I look at that letter and I'm saying, what did you get in here? You're supposed to go to my house in Lyons Mills, not in here, but somehow it ended up on the church. I opened up, and there is a check with an apology to have overcharged me last year. How much is the check? $206.29. Is that what it says here, brother? Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
How much is the bill?
$206.29. Are you with me here? Are you with me here? I mean, this card is going to be paid tomorrow. Is that right, preacher?
Yeah.
The good news tells us how God makes us right in His sight. When the difficulty comes, it's worth to continue to believe in God. You know, things like this may be bumps on the road that help us to establish our faith. I like the way that the Backslider translation put it. Brother Harry, may I have the Backslider translation? God's way of putting people right shows up in the acts of faith. You got that? God's way of putting people right shows up in the acts of faith. Confirming what Scripture has said all along. The person in right standing before God by trusting Him really lives. You may say, I still don't understand. It's kind of confused. Give them either the nearly inspired version or the New King James, whatever. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it's written, the righteous. So what you're saying? When the bumps in the road, when the bumps come in the road, it's not wise or smart to get mad at God, to get upset and give up faith. It is worthy to continue to trust God.
Amen.
It's a blessing to trust in God. In the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 4, we have this wonderful promise here. Read it with me. Oh, the joys of those who trust the Lord. It is a joy to trust in God. What are you talking about? Why are you so mad because you can get a job in 3 years? Maybe you're asking for the wrong job and God wants to spare you. Are you with me here? We should keep an open mind to what God wants to do. Why you say that? I went to college to study this, and so what? Didn't God say my thoughts are not your thoughts? My thoughts are higher than yours. So what are you talking about? But the problem that we have today is that we want to figure God out. And as I said in the morning, if you can't figure your God, he's useless. I mean, if you're going to be my God, you better be smarter than humans. If I can figure you out, you are useless, God. I'll be good on my own. So sometimes we have certain things in our mind and okay, God, here's what it is. I want you to bless it. God said, no. And then we get all upset and bent out of shape and then we want to leave church because I've been praying for 3 years and God don't give me a job. Folks, when we go with God, it's worthy to continue to believe in God because God cares about you. You know that?
Amen.
1 Peter 5:7 says this. Give all your worries and cares to God. Why? Tell your neighbor, God cares about you. So it is worthy to continue to trust in God because he cares about us.
Amen.
Well, but it's a tough time now. I know. He knows that too. You ain't alone. He knows what is going on. But is it still worth to trust in God? Because God cares about you and I. I wonder what the Backslider translation says. Live. Why? Isn't that sweet? Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. God knows how to handle you. God wants to handle you and your situation. Well, I don't like it. I know. You're having a tantrum. And thank God his mercy are new every morning, right? Otherwise, we would be toasted. So it's worth trusting in God because he cares about us. And you know what? When you keep trusting in God, God will make it happen. Watch this. Elder Ellis, may I please have Psalm 37, verse 3. Let's start with the Backslider translation. Psalms 37:3. Get insurance with God and do a good deed. Settle down and stick to your last. You have no business to be wandering out there. Verse 4. Keep company with and. Are you with me here right now? So instead of getting mad, get glad. Get insurance with God. Keep company with God, and then you can get in on the best. Listen to verse 5. Open up before God instead of blowing up at the preacher on the bank line. Open up before God. Keep nothing back. Tell your neighbor, God is able to do it.
God is able to do it.
Just open up to God. Isn't that great? Folks, it's worthy to trust in God. It's worthy to continue to believe. It's worthy to serve Him. Even though we may have some tantrum because some things didn't go the way we wanted. You know, we would do ourselves a favor if all the time we would go along with the program. You know, instead of butting heads with God and getting upset. If God hasn't given us something that we're asking, I can tell you one thing for sure, He got something better. You may not know it, but He got something better. So stop fussing with God. Open up before God. Keep nothing back. And it's worth. One of these days I came, Lord, I am mad. I start shouting the moment I walk through that door. Make sure that I lock it behind me. So none of you would come here hear me screaming. And then I went to my office and I spit it out. When I finished my nonsense, an angel appeared at my doors. You feeling better now? Said, yes. Then he disappeared. I said, what was this? Come on. I need some help here. Open up before God.
Hallelujah.
Keep nothing back. Because God will do, huh? Whatever needs to be done. Folks, you got a friend in God. You got a partner. You've got somebody to walk alongside ways with you. This is why it's worthy to keep serving God. God will make it happen. The Bible tells us in Psalms 84, verse 11 and 12, that when we open up to God, He will hold nothing back. Did you know that? Read it with me. For the Lord our God is our sun and our shield. He gave us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold. Come on, reach out to somebody and say, God got your back. He's not going to hold anything from you. He will not withhold any good thing that's concerning you. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. He might withhold what is bad. Catastrophe, but the good stuff is on the way for you and I. Let me see the verse 12, brother, just out of curiosity. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. It is worthy to keep serving Him because we will have a bundle of joy. Not only for the fact that He will not withhold any good thing for us, but there's a joy in serving Him. Elder Ellis, may I please have the backslider translation on this scripture? It's smooth sailing all the way. You got that?
Yes.
It's worth it serving Him, folks. It's worthy. Although things may not be going the way that we thought, there's no business to be given up. Amen?
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, there is an interesting promise. For we live by and the problem with the majority of the church today is that we get troubled and disturbed by what we see. You come home, you salute your other God, flip the button, straight on the constant negative news. CNN.
Amen.
And it's only garbage. I said, oh boy, then you flip it over for the Center for the Broadcast of Socialism, CBS. And you get hit again. Oof, let me get out of here. Then you go to the National Broadcast of Communism, NBC. By this time, you're already groggy. And then you get trouble because when you flip, the channels is only garbage. It's only bad news. It's only destruction, misery, pain. Because the left think that we are stupid. So they have to show us all this tragedy so they can take us out of this misery. I got bad news for you, Mr. Leftist. We live by believing our God, not by what we are seeing you broadcast. And this should not change, ever, ever, ever. Righteous people lives by faith. Amen?
Amen.
So, what's the conclusion of this, preacher? The end result of our faith should always be Mark 9:23. If things are not quite moving the way you think it should move, I have good news for you. Read it with me. What do you mean? Things are going bad. If I can. What do you mean, if I can, Jesus asked? I want you to turn to somebody and say, anything will be possible if you believe that God can do it. If you believe that God can do it. Anything. What? Yeah. God is not asking you for anything else but to believe that He can do it. This dude came here and said, Lord, can you heal me? What do you mean? If I can. If you want, you can heal me. What do you mean if I can? What a nonsense is this? The problem is not in me. I can heal anybody. The problem is in you to believe that I can do it or not. And this is why I told you this morning that trust connects us with God in a different way. When we choose to believe, when we choose to trust God, we are showing our dependence on Him. It's that muscle that can be exercised that will lead us to believe on those stuff that we can't see yet. But we know He's able to do it. And nothing gives Him more joy than that. Listen to the backslider translation on the same scripture. Jesus said, if there's no ifs among believers, there is no ifs among us. Anything can happen because God can do anything. When we have that attitude that we're going to continue to believe God, even if we don't understand what's going on, it will land us at the right hand of God. Hebrews 12:2 says the following words. We do this by keeping our eyes on the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. The person who initiated the work of faith in you is a champion. Are you with me here?
Yes.
The one who started this whole deal, he is a champion. He is a champion not only in initiating, but is a champion perfecting our faith. You know, when things are a little wobbling, He knows how to fix it. He's a master. I hope that you read your pastor's desk for this week. God said that some people needs to get that message, but if I tell them, they won't listen. But if you give them the bulletin, they will read it. He is a master on perfecting things that are not 100% right. We do this by keeping our eyes. Do this what you may be willing. I'm coming to that. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. So, I'm a little lost here, preacher. Brother Harry, can you go back one verse? 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of people looking at us, What? They didn't say that. All right. Since we are surrounded by such a great, huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Like being mad at God because you've been praying for 3 years for a job as a teacher and you're working at $8 an hour. Especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. So things may not be quite as you dreamed and planned. Don't stop and get out of the race. Keep moving. Because you, Jesus, is the perfecter of things that are not quite right yet. He went to the point to go to the cross. He didn't mind the shame he had to go through, but he did it so you and I could finish the race. And by doing what he did, he seated at the right hand of God. And so shall we. We should not lose hope, folks. We should not give up in doing good. At the right time, we're going to sow the rewards. Brother Harry, can you show me, please, Romans 6:9 on the backslider translation, please. Romans 6:9 on the backslider translation. There is a race set before you and I. Don't give up. Oh, well, it didn't go right. That wasn't what I was looking for. But I'll take Romans 8:26 instead. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting for that prayer answer, that never comes. What happens? God's the Spirit. Do you see why it's not worth giving up? While you're waiting for the answer of your prayer, don't give up. Don't get upset. Don't quit believing. Because God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. You say, preacher, I'm tired of praying. I don't know how to pray anymore. That's okay. That's quite all right. It says if we don't know how or what to pray, guess what? It doesn't matter. He does our prayer or our praying in and for us. Making prayer out of our wordless, our aching and groans. Isn't that wonderful? Why would you give up anyway? Come on. It is worthy to continue to believe in God. Let me wrap this thing up here. Elder Ellis, I want you to give me Isaiah 40:28. Don't you dare to give up believing in God. You know why? Because God never gets tired of answering prayers. Did I say something here? Yes. God never gets tired of answering prayers. Let's read it. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creative of all you can see or imagine. And say amen.
Amen.
It's worthy believing, folks. It's worthy continuing to believe and continuing to trust, because you, God, the creator of all things, He doesn't get tired. He doesn't stop or pause to catch a breath. And He knows exactly everything you're going through, inside and out. So what do? We continue to believe. We continue to believe, and we're not going to stop doing good. We're not going to stop trusting, because at the right time, we shall reap the reward for our labor. Beloved, your God is more powerful than what you can imagine. So don't let yourself have a tantrum and be mad at God because He does not answer my prayer. I went to college for 4 years and I can't get a job. That's quite all right. No, it's not. I got college to pay. That's also right. It's okay. You can get your pay stub and go to the people who you owe money and say, folks, I'm making $8 an hour. It's not even enough to pay my rent. So what are you going to do about it? Talk to people. Before you go, open up to God. Don't hold nothing back. And listen to God's strategy. But it's not worthy to get mad at God, to get upset at God and everybody around you, because you didn't get what you want. Your God never gets tired. He doesn't pause to catch a breath. And He knows all things, everything, from inside out. Amen. Therefore, it is worthy Amen. To continue to believe in Him. Amen. God bless you.